Hacking, data, and identity theft are causing devastating problems. Globex Data is the solution for privacy and security in the digital world. Switzerland has the world's strictest privacy laws, and Globex Data's Swiss-hosted platform is outside of big tech with no data mining. Globex Data is now launching in the USA, offering email and messaging privacy and security to all Americans. Globex Data Limited, stock trading symbol SWISF. Web address, globexdatagroup.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
CBS, Eye of the World, I'm John Batchelor. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. It's fundraising July for Bob Zimmerman. Your generosity much appreciated. We go to the news of these last days that the richest man in the solar system flew a suborbital flight. Suborbital flight. I emphasize that because this is not the real thing, an orbit of the planet or travels to another planet. This is suborbital. In other words, very high. Pretty much what you can do in a balloon. Bob, there it is. Blue Origin has now delivered a suborbital flight. Is this a dead end? Is this the beginning?
No, I don't know if it's a dead end, John, but it is definitely a joyride of less significance than an orbital flight. We're going to have lots of orbital flights coming beginning in September, tourist and commercial flights, people paying tickets to go into orbit, into space, to begin exploration. It's a good thing that he did this. If it had happened 5 years ago, it would have been a lot more exciting and more significant. Now, it's kind of like, a footnote aside, commercial space is once again proving that it can do things better than government. That's better approved.
And because Bezos has done it, we can expect there'll be more billionaires in space, Bob. This is a trend we have.
Well, what'll happen is the wealthy people who have lots of money who want to go into space will start to buy tickets. They will buy tickets on Virgin Galactic and on Blue Origin if they want to save some money and have a quick trip. But if they really want to do something spectacular, they'll pay a lot. They'll pay more money, significantly more, but they'll go on an orbital flight and get something much more real. And I'm expecting the orbital missions to pretty much dominate in the coming years. That's essentially what happened in the space era in the 60s. They used to do a lot of suborbital stuff. As the 60s unfolded and it became possible to get into orbit more regularly, the research on suborbital flights went down. It became almost unnecessary to do it. And they'll have some. It'll be there, but it's not a big deal.
We go to the most successful robot in the history of NASA. It's called Hubble. Bob has written the biography of Hubble, Universe in a Mirror. And over these last weeks, Bob has been discouraged by the news from Hubble because it was a hardware problem. The last time we talked about Hubble, I thought of it as the last best hope. The engineers have a patch. If it doesn't work, and drum roll, Bob, what happened?
Hubble has returned to science operations. Everything worked fine. They completed the switch to the backup computer hardware. It worked, and after a little bit of testing before the past weekend, they returned Hubble to science operations, and they're beginning to do the observations. They're not going to do the ones they lost over the last month immediately. They'll have to schedule those, but they're proceeding with this schedule that was supposed to happen right now. I constantly have to put a pinprick in the balloon of this happy news. They have switched to their backup computer equipment here. There is no backup anymore. If the computers that they're using now fail, Hubble is dead. They can't replace it. And there are other pieces of equipment, such as the gyros, that have also failed to a point where there's no backups. Hubble is getting close to the end of its life. If we think otherwise, we're living in a fantasy world. Now, there's one possible way to save Hubble, which is that our capabilities in space are improving significantly. And in the next 3 to 4 years, we should have the capabilities once again to mount a maintenance mission to Hubble. If we decide to do so, there'll be work involved to make that happen. But but we'll have the capability to do it again. And so then the question will come up, will we do it? And I think we should, but that's later down the road.
We could also hire it out. Don't you agree, Bob? The commercial space would be welcome such a contract.
I think NASA is not going to give up this gold mine for them. No, they won't hire it out to anybody else. But what they might do, what might happen is some private companies for publicity and maybe for profit will propose running a mission to Hubble to fix it. You could do this with a improvised combination of cargo and manned Dragon capsules. It's complicated, but you'd have to improvise this, but it could be done. It could be done with Starship, possibly. It could be done, but, you know, someone's going to have to propose it, and NASA's going to have to decide to fund it, and the government will have to fund it, but the politics will fund it. That's that much I know, that if they get to a point where, oh, we can do this and we can afford it, we'll pay the money to do it.
The mapping of Mars for geology. It hadn't occurred to me that this is the next step, Bob. We've talked about what a strange place it is, how the gravity makes everything look strange, and how the landscape is without organics. What does it mean that they've begun to map the geology?
Well, this was a Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter high resolution that I picked up that just illustrates the kind of planetary geology that scientists have been doing now for several years, but it still is at the beginning of doing this. What the picture is a picture that shows multi-layers, like a terraced multi-layers within a crater, and those layers are geology layers. And what they found is that there are nearby craters to it that have similar kind of layered terraces, and what the scientists were trying to do is see if they could identify the same layers in different craters, and that would give them a much wider sedimentary history of Mars, and the data from orbit's just not good enough yet. They can't do it. But the layers are there, and so the mapping is going on to try to find the epochs and eons of Mars like we have on Earth and time date them. So that's part of just finding out the geology, geological history of Mars.
Bob, there was an article in the Science News that I saw that I didn't make sense of. Something about an explanation for why we're not finding fossil life or signs of life on Mars, despite the fact that we believe Curiosity is at the bottom of what was a freshwater or a water crater. Talking about brine being especially toxic on Mars, what do you make of these reports, Bob?
I don't get too excited about those reports. You got to think about the title. Scientists may have come up with an explanation for why there might be life found on, might not be life. We might not have found life on Mars. There's so many mays there, it doesn't really mean anything to me. We haven't looked at a lot of Mars. We don't know a lot. To say we haven't found life is, I think, an overstatement. And to say that we have a theory that would explain why there's no life there is beyond an overstatement. It indicates a greater understanding of Mars geology, but doesn't tell us very much.
Bob Zimmerman, the website is Behind the Black for Space Engineering and Space Exploration. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hacking, data, and identity theft are causing devastating problems. Globex Data is the solution for privacy and security in the digital world. Switzerland has the world's strictest privacy laws, and Globex Data's Swiss-hosted platform is outside of big tech with no data mining. Globex Data is now launching in the USA, offering email and messaging privacy and security to all Americans. Globex Data Limited, stock trading symbol SWISF. Web address, globexdatagroup.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.